多位。Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
陳登老我講啊。
Can you hear my everybody here?
Thank you. 今日咧，我想講一段經文咧，就喺一個嘅士師記第十七章同埋第十八章。
This morning my message comes from Book of Judges, chapter 17 and chapter 18.
剛好我尋日咧就去咗我哋嘅教會嘅同工會嘅一個嘅 retreat。
Yesterday, our church co-workers, the leaders, the deacons have a retreat yesterday.
咁咧，我曾經咧就貼咗幾張紙，就叫我哋每一個人寫乜嘢，即係有咩一間成功嘅教會有啲咩特徵。
And they basically have a kind of a poster session that they write down their poster sheets and say what you consider is the quality of a successful church as well as a successful leadership, and have brothers and sisters write on them.
同埋一個點樣係一個即係唔 success 嘅教會或者係一個唔 success 嘅呢個組織。
And then on the other side is also what do you consider are the qualities of unsuccessful leaderships as well as unsuccessful churches？
咁首先咧，咁我記得咧，我只係寫咗一句話，就係 Judges chapter 18 verse 3。
So I only wrote down one verse in chapter 18 from Judges, verse 3.
但係喺嗰個分享裏邊咧，我冇出過一句聲。
I didn't really share openly during the open sharing session.
所以 Patrick 都覺得好奇怪。
So Elder Patrick find that surprising.
咁我今日咧講一段經文咧。其實咧就剛好咧就回應尋日嗰個事情。
And I felt like today's message kind of directly responds to yesterday's discussion.
既然我今日要講到，所以尋日我就冇分享到啦。
Since I was going to share with you all today, so I decided not to speak up yesterday.
首先我哋花一分，我俾一分鐘時間俾大家睇一睇 Judges 第十七章一至六節。
I would like you to spend a moment to read Judges 7, chapter 17, verse 1 to 6. Could you either open your Bible or look at the screen and we'll just read it in silence and you can just read the first six verses. Spend some time doing it. After you read this first six verses, what issue or problem do you see in that shows up in this first six verses?
裡面有兩個人物，一個就 Micah， 一個就係媽媽。
There are two main characters in this six verse. One is Micah, and then the other one is the mother of Micah.
咁咧就講到米加咧，佢媽媽咧發現咗咧，佢變咗啲銀子。
And they found that Micah's mom had found some silver.
而嗰度咧大約係有1100 shekels.
And it's 1100 shekels.
係相等於大約我哋美金咧就8300元。
And it's about today's value $8,300.
咁啊，母親發現咗唔見咗之後咧，就咒助嗰個偷佢錢嘅人。
She thought that she lost that money, so she started cursing whoever stolen that those silver.
咁後來咧，佢就仔走嚟同佢講咧，原來係佢攞咗。
And then later disclosed to his mother that he was the one that took their silver.
跟住媽媽做咗啲乜嘢
？And what did the mother do in return?
原來係我個仔啊！咁啊，即刻祝福翻佢個仔。
And then if you take a look at the second half part of verse 2, the mother immediately, instead of cursing the person who stole the silver, turned around once he realized it was his own, son, he said, the Lord bless you, my son. In the Old Testament time, once you curse somebody, if they curse them wrongly,
佢就祝福翻佢，就中和翻佢嗰個咒
詛。So you balance out the curse by giving them a blessing。
而且佢發覺佢嗰筆錢咧，就變咗可能係有問題，所以咧就願意將佢嗰筆錢咧就奉獻咗出嚟，製造咗一個嘅神像。
And because of that misunderstanding and it created a problem, that amount of silver, so she ended up having to offer it as an offering to make it into an idol in this case.
如果今日用喺現今我哋嘅教會裏邊，係有啲咩問題
？If we use the same similar scenario and put it in today's context, what type of issue are we dealing with？
佢媽媽喺處事上面有偏頗。
And this shows that mom was biased in dealing with the issue, especially when the issue happened to be her own son。
當佢如果嗰個偷佢嘅嘢喺個賊嘅時候，佢就咒咗佢。
You know, at first she cursed the person who steal. She thought had stolen the silver because she thought it was a thief.
但係發現咗自己嘅親人嘅時候，做法就唔同啦。
And as soon as she realized this is, you know, her own son, her whole, you know, way of approaching it totally changed.
弟兄姊妹，好多時候一個成功嘅教會。
Many times a successful church.
當我哋做一件事嘅時候，我哋有冇偏頗咧
？Do we ever are biased in the way that we handle issues around churches, church matters?
當有一個弟兄、有一個姊妹同我特別熟嘅時候
，If the issue happen to arise, happen the person involved is somebody you know well at church.
咁我就鬆容處理
，I then tend to take it easier on them。
但如果係我一個我教會我唔中意嘅人嘅時候
，even within the same church, if somebody you don't like，
咁我就指正你啦。
Then I will condemn you。
好比以前我認識有一間嘅教會
，In the past I've come across a church，
佢哋又係要建堂。
They were trying to expand their church, just like us。
絕對就唔係講緊我家 DCCC 啦 ，DCQ。
This is not talking about us. Yeah, it's not talking about DCQ.
佢有一個弟兄犯咗一啲嘅事情
，and that brother committed probably a wrongdoing.
有婚外情。
Oh, he actually committed adultery, so definitely is a sin.
但佢嘅牧者咧，冇並冇責備佢。
And the pastor did not reprimand him.
知唔知點解？
Do you know why?
因為好有錢
，because they're very wealthy。
而且佢亦都貢獻好多喺佢建堂上面。
And they also contributed a large sum of money towards the church expansion project。
我得罪咗佢，可能建堂都有問題。
If I offend him, by confronting him, perhaps we're going to even run into problem expanding our church。
今日
喺咩 church？
今日喺教會裏邊。
Today in our church,
好多呢啲事情發生。
We these are common situations.
包括喺香港有啲好出名嘅基督教機構。
Even what happens in some of the churches in Asia, in particular in Hong Kong.
佢哋裏邊發生咗 sexual harassment.
They were found that the church there was sexual harassment among leadership or lay leaders.
但係佢其中犯嗰個就係一個嘅其中一個嘅 leader。
And because the one that committed those acts was actually one of their leaders.
所以同嗰個姊妹講, 從聖經角度原諒佢啦。
So they tried to convince the young lady that was the victim to forgive this gentleman or this brother.
就當冇件事發生。
And assume, you know, and let it go.
但最後件事竟暴露光。
And unfortunately, this scandal was exposed.
弟兄姊妹，今日當我哋喺教會，無論係一個嘅 leader，
today in our church， as we are leaders，
我哋有冇做好我哋自己嘅本分
？Do we do what we are supposed to do？ Do we set the right example？
我記得我曾經認識過一對基督徒嘅夫婦。
I remember a Christian couple I know.
有一次佢可能去 shopping。
At one time that they went shopping.
佢有一個女。
And they had a daughter.
咁可能 shopping 嘅時候見到有啲精品好靚。
And the little girl saw some very cutesy items when they were browsing.
佢就攞走咗。
So the daughter just took it, shoplifting from the store.
咁佢同我講話，合之一個禮拜後，佢嘅即係佢本人，即係嗰個弟兄就同我去發現咗呢件事情。
And a week later, the father discovered what happened.
佢就係喺佢嗰間房裏邊揾到一個嘅裝飾。
And he found this decorative item in his daughter's room.
但係記得佢同佢太太冇買到一樣嘢俾佢女。And
then he remembered clearly that he and his wife both didn't buy that on their last shopping trip. For her.
但你知唔知後屘佢點樣做
？You know what he later decided to?
如果今日你係父母，而你個女或者你個仔有呢件事情嘅時候，你會點樣做
？If this is your son or daughter that committed such act, what would you have
done？ 嗱，嗰間鋪頭啲職員冇發現佢偷咗呢一個裝飾嘅。
Obviously, the staff, the workers at the shop did not realize, and the store did not realize that it was stolen.
而且已經過咗一個星期。
And it's already a whole week has passed.
後屘過咗幾日之後，呢對夫婦帶佢個女去揾嗰間商店。
A couple of days later, this couple bring their daughters back to that store.
佢又要同嗰間 store 嘅 manager。
And he asked the daughter to apologize to the store manager.
佢同個store manager講：我個女就喺度啦，你想點？我冇辦法處理，只有你先能夠可以做一個決定。
And they basically told the store manager that, you know, my daughter has committed wrongdoing, and she is in your hand, and the consequences is what you determine to be the right course of action.
對佢嚟講係一個非常重，對於佢嚟講，我相信對佢個女嚟講係一個非常重要嘅功課。
I think this is a very important lesson for this young girl.
當然最後，因為比較細，所以亦都嗰個 manager 原諒咗佢個女，叫佢下一次唔好再咁樣做。
And since the girl was younger or little, so the store manager decided to let her go and not pursue any repercussion. Just ask her not to do it.
而我嗰位弟兄亦都同佢講。
And then the brother told the shopkeeper.
你知唔知如果偷嘢要坐監嘅時候係咩情況
？And then the father also used this teachable moment to explain to the daughter that what does it mean when you commit a crime and you might have to go to jail for it.
喺嗰刻佢個女流淚。And
the daughter cried at that moment.
作為一個基督徒，聖經嘅教導，我哋不能夠縱容。
The Bible tells us that never to spoil our children.
但好多時喺我教會裏邊咧，對自己識嘅人咧，我特別縱容。
Oftentimes, we see the condition at church is we tend to have way easier with people we are closest to.
我希望當我哋處理教會好多事情嘅時候，我哋係按照聖經嘅教導。
I hope and pray that as we are dealing with issues in the church and handling of issues, we will use the biblical principle to settle as well as to handle situations.
因為喺第十七章第六節係咁樣講。
On chapter 17, verse 6, it said,
In those days, Israel had no king. Everyone did as they saw fit. 即係點啊？其實，一個王應該係帶領住佢嘅子民去認識神。
the king exercised leadership and set a role model for the people to follow, to know God.
但當時佢哋冇王，所以啲人任意而行。
And because there was no king, so the people do whatever they want.
佢亦都唔認識神嘅教導。
And they don't know God's teaching.
呢個係第一樣事。
That's the first thing.
Okay. 跟住第二件嘅事情咧，就係、是。發生在第八章第十七章第八至到十三節。
And the second incident happened at chapter 17, verse 8 to verse 13. I guess we'll read. Yeah. Sorry.
或者你哋花少時間讀，當你得嘅時候俾個signal我，咁我就好去下一個 slide.
I'll let you read it.Yourself, and then once you're done, if you can let me know, so I can take it to the next slide. Here we also have two characters, two persons.
一個就係 Micah.
The first one is Micah.
另外一個咧就一個年輕嘅少年 young man.
And the second one is a young man, is a young Levi.
咁原來當時咧嚇，當 Micah 做咗個像之後咧，佢亦都需要一個嘅祭司。
And because you know in the previous verse he created an idol, so now he need to have a priest.
他起初的時候他就押生了他的仔和他的priest.
Initially assigned his own son, Micah assigned his own son to be the priest.
但你知道 Micah 他不是利未之派的。
But Micah is not the descendant of the Levites.
所以是不能夠做祭司的。
So the only the Levites can be priests.
你今天有一個利未人來到我們當中喎。
So when the young Levi came into his household, so he invited this Levi, young Levi to stay with him. And he hoped that he will become the priest that represents his own family. What do you think the issue here is?
但有人領頭，點解咧
？Why are you shaking your head? What did you see could be the issue here?
冇問題。
Or you think there's no problem here?
嗱，你睇下佢第十三節，佢係咁講啊。
The verse 13 it says, and Micah says, now I know that the Lord will be good to me since the Levite had become my priest.
就當佢咁樣做，佢覺得神可能係祝福佢，對佢好嘅喎。
Obviously, Michael wants to do this so that the Lord will bless him.
但你知唔知有咩資格先可以做祭司啊？
Do you know what is the qualification to become a priest?
有冇人可以答到我？
Anybody from your Sunday school days? Descendant of Aaron, that's right.
但嗰個嘅少年，佢唔係利，佢係利未支派，但佢唔係亞倫嘅後代。
And in this case, this young man belongs to the tribe of Levi, but he's not a descendant of Aaron.
呢個其中一個問題。
This is one of the issue.
但另外我想問你一個問題，你知唔知個少年係邊個？
Do you even know who this young man is?
我相信你估都估唔到啊。
You would not guess, I think.
佢個名叫 Jonathan。
His name is Jonathan。
佢爸爸叫 Gershon。
His father's name is Gershon。
知唔知 Gershon 係邊個？
Do you know who's Gershon? Apart from
not Pastor Lee. Not Pastor Lee.
Not Pastor Lee.
Not Pastor Lee.
Do you know who is Gershon in the Old Testament? Somebody say that the son of Moses. That's
right.
This Jonathan is the son of Gershon, which is also mean that he is the grandson of Moses.
This one, son.
Do you believe that?
Moses 的孫哦。
You would have thought that he is Moses' grandson.
對吧 ？Pastor Kelvin 係咪真噶
？Is you can ask me, is that real?
你睇一睇第三十節講咩
？Let's take a look at verse 30.
Have you seen of themselves the idol and Jonathan, son of Gershon, the son of Moses? And his son were priests for the tribe of Dan until the time of the captivity of the land. 相不相信?
Do you believe it?
Moses was.
It's Moses' grandson.
昔日聖經講到 Moses 是全在神的家是最盡忠的一個來的最 humble 的一個來的
Moses at one time definitely was the most humble and the most faithful servant in the Old Testament
但竟然他的 grandson 教成
And his grandson doesn't even follow some of the teaching or the rules
那我問你一間成功的教會或者一個成功的 leaders 從這個功課裡面學到什麼
So, if we're using this as an example, what do you think is the quality of a successful church and a successful leadership?
有没有人可以答答案
Anybody?
你怎样教导你的子女
How do you teach?And mentor your own children and grandchildren. How do you teach the next generation of brothers and sisters? Sometimes we're very busy at church. We sometimes get so busy we don't even give our own children enough time.
甚至我哋係中國人。
And as Chinese,
or, 是亞洲人,
or Asian descent.
如果我的仔女,
if my children
讀書很厲害,
are good at school,
跟住同爸爸講, 聽日我有final,
and say to dad, tomorrow I have finals.
我想我一個更好的 grade.
I want to make sure that I can get a really good grade.
我今天不回教會,
and tell the dad that I would like to be absent from church today.
可能你話好冇問題
，and you might even say yes, that's no problem。
因為好多時候，中國人最緊要啲仔女就係考到好嘅學校。
Because oftentimes as parents, we think the most important thing is that our children achieve well at school。
好嘅成績
，have good grades。
教會係你生活上點綴下識啲朋友啫。
The church is there for friendship and
甚至有啲未相信嘅嚟教會，同佢開宗明義，好老實講，我都係嚟揾男女朋友。
And even some of the young men and women come to church because they're looking for their boyfriend or girlfriends.
因為覺得教會裏邊啲人好啲。
And because they think that church have higher quality candidates.
真嘅，有人係真係咁樣同我哋講過。
It happened many times.
佢覺得佢咁樣就好老實。
And at least he was honest, he said.
啊。弟兄姊妹，我曾經在以前那間教會裏面有一個這樣的例子。
in the past, my pastoral experience, I have an example in my previous church.
通常他們會把子女送到基督教學校去讀書。
They would like to send their children to Christian school.
但有一個弟兄他就不同意這樣看法。
And one of the brothers said that that might not, or might, might not be a good idea.
他也很著重他的兒子能夠讀好他的書。
He would like to have his son do well in school.
後來最後大過了，現在可能已經20歲有多了。
And he is now in his 20s, mid-20s.
因為他覺得他要public school 應該去面對一下衝擊。
Because he felt like if he can just at least have a more real world experience in a public school.
講一下進化論啦。
Talk about evolution.
講一下可能transgender.
Talk about transgender issue.
最後他的兒子都不再翻教會。
Eventually, the son didn't even show up at church. He's in his
20s.
It's kind of hard to ask a 20-something to follow you to church. This young Levi was the grandson of Moses. I think sometimes it's wrong to assume that just because he is the grandson of Moses, so he will be blessed.
今天这个successful church, 当我写出来的时候，其实我有少少surprise。
Yesterday, when I looked through the list of the qualities that were shared, I was actually a little bit surprised.
因为可能有一个不是基督徒。
Might be for non-Christian.
你問他的時候，他可能都會咁樣講。
Because some of those qualities would probably be something that some non-Christian would say.
點樣教會為之成功啊？
How can we qualify or judge whether a church is a successful church?
可能我哋覺得有越嚟越多人啦。
Probably we want to see growth in quantity.
啊，有點有愛心啦。
Probably there should be acts of love and compassion.
咁我都可以問嘅喎。
I can also ask you.
摩門教都可能不斷有 grow 嘅喎。
Mormon, even the Mormon churches continue to grow.
神都祝福佢喎。
Does that mean that God bless them?
有愛心喎。
They also do loving acts and services.
當我睇完我真係好surprise。
I was a little bit surprised.
原來有 grow 就成功了。
If there's growth in quantity, that means that it's that is a successful church.
沒錯，聖經講係有 grow.
It's true that in the scripture, if you look at that,
你睇《使徒行傳》嘅話，
in the book of Acts, the early churches grow tremendously.
但係之前有一個嘅因。
But there is also a prerequisite.
講到弟兄姊妹係有愛心。
It talks about brothers and sisters do are loving. Taking care of each other, loving each other.
大家一起用繁物公用的,
they share whatever they have.
和天天查考聖經的,
they do Bible study every day.
原來他的愛是建基於真理之上的,
that love is built on the foundation of truth.
这个是很重要的,
this is very, very important.
所以就因為這樣的緣故，神就祝福他們人數天天增多。
And because of that reason, God blessed them and multiplied their numbers.
但如果我只是抽了那句話，增長就是成功了。
If I only extract from that context and say, when you have multiplication, then it's a success.
這個就可能有些問題。
That could be problematic.
所以我希望當你寫的時候要想清楚。
I hope that as we reflect on those qualities that we should consider a successful church we should have. I remember that a few weeks ago when I was ordained, my interviewing committee shared give me an encouragement as well as an advice. They say this candidate, which is Pastor Calvin, he is very green.
即係話我未 mature。
Yeah, immature。
我承認嘅。
I acknowledge。
因為我未做牧師之前，當我靈修嘅時候，我唔會讀得好 detail。
Before I became a pastor, even when I was doing my personal devotion, I don't really dig very deep in God's word.
Even 我讀緊神學嘅時候，我都係應付啲考試答咗佢啲問題就得噶啦。
And even when I was going through my seminary, you know, all the study I did was just to fulfill my homework assignment.
但當我做咗牧師嘅時候，我預備嘅時候，我發覺原來我以前 even 讀神學嘅時候，我都未睇得通聖經。
And it dawned on me that as I became a pastor, I really didn't understand the word of God as much as I am trying to understand now as a pastor. So today I realized that I really need to, you know, pick up my pace and catch up.
同樣其中一個嘅牧師,
and one of the pastor,
他跟我說,
he told me,
他說很多時候我們看聖經就是因為看得不熟。
He said many times when we read the scriptures,We really don't really read it well. We don't read it fully.
我哋應該係攞好多聖經嚟，大家嚟到嚟做好多嘅，可以揾到聖經好多嘅例子嚟見證我哋生活上嘅生命。
We should be able to find that our life reflect the characters and those individuals that in the Bible stories.
但因為我哋唔熟聖經。
And because we do not know our Bible well.
但我又睇過其他嘅書籍話，哦，九個 sign， 如果你有依九個 sign 咧，你個教會就成功啦。
But instead of reading the Bible, I read a book on successful church, and they say these are the nine qualities of the successful church. So we remember the nine qualities of the successful church, but we really don't know what the church. I mean, how it was taught in the Bible.
而當我睇咗一本書嘅時候，我以為佢裏邊寫嘅嘢咧就係真理。
And sometimes.We thought the book we read is the gospel truth versus we don't even know the Bible well.
我以前喺香港嘅時候識得一個牧師。
In Hong Kong, I used to know a pastor.
佢間教會原本得千零人嘅啫。
And initially, the church only have a thousand some people.
但後屘佢經手之後咧，佢做咗 cell 用細胞小組。
And they use cell church model.
很快就變成萬幾人。
And in a very short time, it became a church with over 10,000 members.
在當時我在三藩市的教會只有五十幾人。
And at the time, the church I was pastoring in San Francisco was around 50 people.
而我當時其中那個的傳道人就是認識那個在沙底那個香港教會的那個牧師的以前的主任何老師。
And the irony is,The pastor that I was working with was actually the Sunday school teacher of that big mega church in Hong Kong's pastor, Sunday school teacher.
所以佢咧就請咗嚟我哋教會幫手，希望將我哋教會能夠發揚光大。
And because that this Sunday school student who's now a pastor has such a successful church model, so this pastor in San Francisco decided to invite this young pastor into his congregation and share with them the success strategy.
最後搞了幾年
，they did it for a few years。
最後走了的人仲多。
We actually lose more people than we have kept people。
我哋的問題就係唔中意睇聖經。
The issue is because we don't want to study the Bible。
但係我哋睇咗其他書咧，就以為嗰啲咧就係真理啦。
Sometimes we use other worldly, even Christian books in place of God's truth。
所以我希望今日你明白。你點樣教養你嘅下一代？係咪用聖經嚟教導啊
？Are you teaching your children or the next generation of church members and leaders by the Word of God？
好，最後咧就第十八章一到十七節，一到三十一節。
And the next verse is going to be chapter 18, verse 1 to 17。
嗱，好，冇事。哦，我今日詩班喺度啦，所以我咧。只係想講一句，我覺得好重要。
Okay, because the choir is already here, so I'm going to say summarize it one sentence.
我尋日當我喺嗰個 retreat 裏邊，我用咗一句話。
Yesterday at the retreat, I only say one thing. I wrote down one thing.
Who brought you here? What are you doing in this place? Why are you here?
So he wrote down those three questions.
我相信喺當時 retreat 嗰一班弟兄姊妹唔明我想講咩。
I don't think most of the people who attended understood what I meant。
嗱，跟住之後咧就講到嗰啲故事咧，你哋自己翻去睇啦。
I will ask you to go home and read up on the story so you can understand the context。
但係我想同你講，當你今日係一個基督徒嘅時候
，as today as Christians，
你無論係一個領袖
，whether you are a leader，
或者你係一個團契裏邊一個嘅領袖
，or you are a fellowship leader，
甚至你係家裏邊，你係家裏邊嘅領袖
，or you are the leader in your own house。
我希望你記住一句話
，I hope you remember this verse，
who brought you here，
who brought you here。
今日喺我哋嘅生命裏邊，邊個掌權
？In our life, who is truly the Lord of our life?
Who brought you here?
Who brought you here?
我自己作王，定還是神作王
？Am I the one that is ruling my life, or is God ruling my life?
Who?
Who?
跟住第二個問題
，The second question。
啊，神又問，即係神嘅話又咁樣講。What are you doing in this place?
What are you doing in this place?
今日你喺度做緊啲乜嘢
？What are you doing?
你為你嘅讀書去打滾，希望攞最好嘅成績。
Do you do what is best for your academic study?
你為你可能你嘅職業嚟到打滾。
Do you do what is best for your career?
要為你嘅股票喺度打滾。
Perhaps even your investment, you are paying a lot of attention.
淨係還是你好似保羅一樣
？Or are you like Paul, the apostle Paul?
我要守嘅道我已經守咗。
He said that I have already kept my faith.
神要我做嘅我都做咗。
And what the Lord has asked me to do, I have done.
你係邊一個邊一種？今日你翻教會嘅目的係乜嘢
？What are the reason you are here? Why are you here, church?
邊個喺你心裏邊作王
？Who is the Lord of your life?
你今日喺呢度做緊乜嘢
？What are you doing here?
最後一個就係話 ，Why are you here?
The last question is why are you here?
嗱，咁其實 why are you here 咧？我其實覺得佢翻譯得唔係好準確。
I think the English translation kind of fall short。
所以我走咗去 why， 因為同中文有少少出入。
And because it was kind of inconsistent when I was looking my Chinese。
所以我走咗去 Bible Hub 就用咗個 interlinear 嘅嚟睇。
So I use an interlinear to look at the original text or the original word。
佢其實咁樣係應該係咁樣翻譯嘅。
It should translate like this。
What do you have?In this place,
what do you have in this place?
你最後想達到啲乜嘢
？What are you trying to accomplish? What's the end game?
你想得到你嘅幾間擁有幾間大屋啊
？Are you here so that you can have multiple mansions?
有幾架名貴嘅靚嘅跑車
？With a fleet of luxury car?
當佢哋問你做緊乜嘢工作啊？
And about your career, how successful you are in your career?
你可能話俾佢哋聽，我係做緊律師。
I'm gonna tell people I'm an attorney.
可能我係醫生。
I'm gonna be a doctor.
我記得有一次我去睇醫生。
I remember one time I went to a doctor.
咁佢見到你中國人。
He saw that I'm Chinese.
佢好奇啊，你喺 Woodland， 中國人唔係應該用去 Bay Area 去做即係 engineer 咁咧，或者去做好嘅即係一份好嘅工作，你 Woodland 做咩嘢咧？你覺得？即係我覺得係咁樣諗啊。
Yeah, the pastor got a sense that the doctor was wondering why he's in Woodland of all places. Shouldn't he be in the Silicon Valley, be an engineer of some kind?
跟住佢問我做乜嘢
？And then he asked me what do I do?
我話俾佢聽，我係一個牧師。
And I told him I'm a pastor。
跟住哦
，and he said 哦，
牧師啊
，pastor。
That means a monk in Hong Kong。Pastor， but of course he didn't。佢冇直接講啊。
He didn't directly say。
佢只係哦。 That means my face. Oh.
Yeah, his expression already tell you what he's thinking. The unspoken.
但如果他問我，我話我係一個lawyer嘅時候，你估佢又點睇？
If I told him I'm a lawyer, what do you think his response would be?
Oh, great.
He might say, oh, great.
今日我同樣想問你。
Today I also want to ask you.
你得到你所需要嘅嘢？
Are you just here to get what you need?
定係還是有一日神有公義嘅冠冕為你全球呢？
Do you think when you go back to see our Heavenly Father, you have crown of righteousness set aside for you?
今日你對你嗰本Bible，你有冇好好嘅讀好佢？
Do you pay attention and spend time reading the Bible?
定係還是好似昔日嗰啲人講，昔日聖經所講嗰啲人係任意而行？
Or it's just like the verse that we read about when there was no king, people do whatever they see fit, whatever they want. Michael also felt like God blessed him. Even the great grandson of Moses is now my priest.
你話如果有一日ECCC請到個牧師原來係Moses嘅孫嘅時候，你覺得會點？
You know, imagine that. If one day we're able to hire a pastor who is Moses' grandson, what would you think?
我梗係要Moses嘅孫啦。
Of course we want Moses' son.
It's perfect.
It's almost perfect.
昔日是任意而行。
And actually, what the story is trying to illustrate is people do whatever they want, whatever they see fit in those days.
所以你明白我從點解寫段經文?
So this is why I wrote what I wrote yesterday.
我只是寫了段經文。
I only wrote about the verse.
A verse. 我只是說了, Judges 18, verse 3. Judges.
Yeah, he only wrote down Judges 18, verse 3.
I
would like us all to think about
it.
The Bible encourages to evaluate and reflect on whether the Bible is our true foundation. If our foundation is not built correctly, it doesn't matter what you build on top of it that appear to be successful.
Who brought you here?
Who brought you here?
What are you doing in this place?
What are you doing in this place?
Why are you here?
Why are you here?
我希望今日你能夠可以好好地思想一下你嘅一生係點樣走。
I hope that you have taken some time this afternoon to reflect on your own life.
好，咁我哋一齊祈禱告。
Let's pray.
主啊，感謝你今日喺清晨裏邊能夠嚟到殿裏邊能夠敬拜你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you that we can come and worship you in this place this morning.
亦都感謝你藉著你嘅話語同我哋説出呢一番話。
And thank you for your word that gave us these messages.
願你嘅聖靈親自嚟到教導我哋。
May the Holy Spirit be our instructor and teacher in our life.
願主耶穌喺我哋心裏邊永遠作王。
And may the Lord of our Lord Jesus Christ be the King of our life in our hearts.
願我哋有一日翻到主你嘅面前，你有公義嘅冠冕為我哋存留。
May that we will have crown of righteousness set aside for us when we return to you.
你讚我哋係一個有忠心、有良善嘅仆人。
And you told us that we are a good and faithful servant.
仲有同樣教，讓我哋明白要教導我哋下一代。
Lord, teach us how to teach our next generation.
讓佢走喺一條正義嘅路裏面。
And may they walk in the path of righteousness.
求你保守我哋，唔俾世俗嘅事情影響我哋嘅生命。
Lord, protect us from the worldly goods and the worldly values.
主啊，願我哋嘅禱告達到你。May
our prayers reach your throne.
奉主耶穌基督嘅名。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.